Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Well, Tanya, we'd love to know a little bit about the acute anxiety that you're experiencing so that we can then clear it for you today in this session. So what is it that you experience anxiety about, a specific event, rather than if it's general anxiety? We use our big guns, timeline therapy, that we were just talking about before we started the recording. Acute anxiety is around a specific event where you have an end date and time that you can provide us.
Yeah. So I am planning to launch my business January 1st. I've set myself a goal date because otherwise I won't finish it. I'm very, very anxious about not having done this before and feeling like I don't know what I'm doing. I've done a million courses. I've done all the learning, done all the research, but having not actually done it for anyone yet, like, that's a little bit of the imposter syndrome kind of, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To help you, right?
Fair enough.
That's really what I'm struggling with there. So it's kind of causing a little bit of procrastination on actually, like, doing anything and stepping out and advertising. Because I don't know what I've got.
Right? So you've got some limiting beliefs, which, again, the timeline therapy would be good for. However, yeah, for now, we will assist you in helping you understand the purpose of anxiety before we even clear it. Because a lot of the times we don't realize that all our emotions are meant just, they're like messengers, right? They're just supposed to tell us something, that something's happening. And so for anxiety specifically, it is there to, it's a messenger from your unconscious mind saying, oh, Tanya, maybe stop thinking about all the ways it can go wrong, which is what we call the horror show. And how about we think about all the ways it can go right, right? Because we're making it all up anyways. And so what clear the screen is all about is like, let's clear the screen from the horror show and let's put up the love story. Because again, it's all imagined anyways, none of it has happened. So if we can do that, the unconscious mind says, okay, good. Now she's back in the happy lane and now we can move on. And then it'll come back again every time your thought process goes, you know, where, to the horror show, right? And then we can use this again. So this technique that we're going to teach you is one of our timeline therapy techniques. It is one that can be used as needed. So we joke, like, you can't over-D on this stuff, right? It is literally, your emotion is kind of gotten you stuck, and now this will allow you to get unstuck in the anxiety to release, so that the purpose of this is so you keep moving forward towards your goal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I just really want to highlight what Billy said there, that anxiety is occurring because of us thinking about the future. It is worrying about the future. That is literally the definition of anxiety. So if it's in the future, it hasn't happened yet, right? So we are imagining it. And again, because of programming, we tend to imagine all the things that can go wrong. And as Billy said, the anxiety is coming up to have us shift our focus and say, stop imagining what's going wrong and start imagining what can go right. Because that is literally a choice. And so that's what we love about this technique, is we are going to have you start focusing on the love story of launching your first ever business and how it's just going to go so well for you and shift your life and all the people you're going to help and all the beautiful outcomes of you launching your business. And as we guide you through that process and you literally follow our instructions, you will notice the anxiety leave your body.
Think of anxiety, like, I love analogies. Think of it like, you know, have you ever been driving down the highway and you kind of veer off and you hit the rumble strips and your wheel goes, brr. Have you ever done that? The same concept.
Yeah.
Right? The anxiety just like, brr, hey, you're going into the crappy lane. Let's get back into the happy lane. And, you know, like, let's just think of how it can go right. Right? And that's why I always think of anxiety as like, oh, thank you, unconscious mind, for letting me know I'm veering off where I shouldn't be going and let me get back on track. Okay? So we always want to calibrate where you are now, and we want to calibrate where you are after, okay? So on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being you don't have any anxiety at all, to 10 being this is the most like anxious you could be, where are you on that scale about this course being launched in January?
Or business being launched in January?
Pardon me.
I would say about a 4.
Okay.
It's not, you know, wildly crazy, but it's like there at a low level constantly. Okay.
Awesome. It's enough to have you procrastinating and feeling stuck, which is the beauty of this technique, that this technique will allow you to move forward with excitement. And as Billy mentioned earlier, if the anxiety comes back, this technique is so simple, it will take us longer to set it all up for you than to actually guide you through the technique. And it's so simple, you'll be able to do this for yourself forevermore, for any time that acute anxiety comes up, and teach it to your kids. Because let's face it, all of us have anxiety, and let's have a tool to use to just clear it in the moment. Literally clear the screen.
And your future clients that you're going to be working with in your business, this is a beautiful technique that you can be teaching them.
Yeah, very helpful.
So this is working with the unconscious mind, which we love, because the unconscious mind is the other 90% and the conscious mind is the 10%, and it is fast. And so that's why we say the technique doesn't take very long at all. And it literally requires that you simply follow our instructions. So we are the guide. Your unconscious mind is the coach, and it uses imagination. And however you imagine it is absolutely perfect, because your unconscious mind is your unconscious mind. It's not for us to say how you should be imagining it. Whatever you imagine is absolutely perfect for you. All right. And whenever we work with the unconscious mind, we want to just drop out of our conscious thinking mind and into our body. And the best way to do that is to just take 3 nice deep inhales, followed by exhales where you can hear the air coming out of your body. So if you can go ahead and do 3 deep breaths like that, get out of your thinking mind into your unconscious mind. And then I'm just going to ask you some questions so we can first elicit your timeline.
So what's going to happen, Tanya, Melissa's going to elicit your timeline, and she's going to take you on a little practice float just so you understand what it means about how what it means to float on timeline, because some people have just never experienced it. And it's really fun. And it's just gentle. As she said, however you do it is perfect. And once we do that, then we'll actually go into the technique right away.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And just close your eyes, out of your head, into your body. That's where our unconscious mind lives. We just want to get out of the busy, busy, busyness and just ground down into our bodies.
And just feel nice and relaxed. Beautiful. So Tanya, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea you might say it's from right to left, or front to back, or up to down, or in some direction from you in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past? To what direction would you point? Beautiful. And your future, what direction would you point if I asked your unconscious mind where your future is? Beautiful. Now, would you bring to mind the directions you pointed to? And do you notice they imply a line?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above that timeline. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind, or floating in the bathtub, or visually. However you float above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Float up above your timeline. And make sure you are looking through your own eyes. I'm just going to ask you to float up above your timeline. That's right. And make sure you are looking through your own eyes. Now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Are you there? Good. Now float back toward now and stop there. Are you there? Good. Now, facing the future, float up higher and farther back into your past. And now, float into your future. Are you there? Good. And now float up higher. Float up so high that your timeline seems like it is only 1 inch long. Good. And float back to now and float down into now. Come back into the room and open your eyes. Good. How was that?
Interesting.
It is, right? Working with our unconscious mind for the first time, it's different and so incredibly powerful. So now Billy's going to take you through the actual change work here to release your acute anxiety.
Yes. We call this anxiety clearing exercise, ACE for short. And what we're going to do again, we want you to bring to mind this event that you said you have some anxiety around. So you said it's you launching your business in January, correct?
January 1st.
January 1st, 2026. Yeah. Okay, so that specific event. All right. So I want you to think of what is the most beautiful completion to that. So you launch it. You have clients lining up to work with you. You know, whatever you're charging, everyone's paying in full. You know, it is just the most successful launch of your business on January 1st, 2026. Can you bring that picture to mind? Hey, okay. So when I ask you, I just want you to bring that picture to mind, okay? Because what we're going to do is we're going to take that picture and I'm going to get you to float out to the future to January 1st. All right? All right. And you said that when we first started, your anxiety was about a 4 on a scale of 0 to 10, correct? Still about the same? Awesome. All right. So just close your eyes, Tanya. Big deep breath in. Exhale. Now I want you to just float up above your timeline again. Just float up above your timeline. And I want you to float out into the future to January 1st, 2026. All right. Just after the completion of that day. And I want you to float out. And about this, what you thought you were anxious about, all right? The launch of your business on January 1st, 2026, all right? Tell me when you're there. Okay, so did you bring to mind the most successful launch of your business as successful as it could be on January 1st, 2026? And we brought that to mind. Yes, good. Okay, now turn and look toward now along your timeline. Now, where's the anxiety?
It's up in the corner over here.
Okay. Are you bringing to mind the successful launch of your business on January 1st, 2026? Okay. So it's the most successful. Think of what are you seeing? Are you seeing a list of clients in your calendar? Or what are you hearing? Are you hearing some cheery? What are you feeling? Are you feeling proud? Some joy, excitement that, oh my God, this is the best launch I could ever have imagined for my business. You're bringing that to mind. Yeah? You feel it? Excellent. Okay. Now, again, turn a look toward now along your timeline. Good. Now, where's the anxiety?
It's down here.
Okay. Still there?
Still left down.
Okay. So it's still there. Okay, so I want you to bring that picture back up to mind of the successful launch and really want you to pump it up, all right? Whatever this picture is that you see, I want you to pump up the visual, the colors of it, the brightness of it, the sounds, the most beautiful feelings, the excitement, the joy, the pride. I want you to really pump up that picture, all right? Really imagine it.
Who's with you celebrating the fact that you've just successfully launched your business?
Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay, now, again, turn a look toward now along your timeline. Now, where's the anxiety?
Is it gone or no?
Is it gone? Excellent. All right. Float back to now. Float, come back to now. Float down into now and come back into the room. And open your eye. Beautiful. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where's your anxiety now?
I'm not going to say it's a 0, but it's pretty darn close.
Okay, where is it at?
Like a 0.2.
Okay.
There's a teeny bit, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Maybe that tiny little bit of anxiety will just keep you moving, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean,
not overconfident, right?
Exactly. This is as easy as it is, right? You literally told your mind, your unconscious mind, that, look, I had the most successful launch. So therefore, the anxiety was like, okay, good. I did my job. I don't need to bother Tanya anymore. Now she can keep moving and not be stuck. All right. So now if this comes up again and you start thinking about launching and, you know, all of a sudden you start getting all these thoughts, just do this again. Just pause, take a deep breath. Imagine yourself floating out into your timeline again. You know, really bring that picture, bring that imagination, really, like, remember the imagination, the more we can make that vivid in our mind, the more it will affect our body, right? Because it's that whole mind-body connection. And really do it as much as you need, and you'll notice the more you do that, the less you'll need it. Because your brain will automatically start going to the successful picture, the love story, what we call it, as opposed to the horror show. Right? We're just training our mind to be like, no, I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to entertain your cuckoo-ness, right? I'm going to stick to you know, it's about focusing on what we want. Really, all the work that we do in our school is we teach you how to train your thoughts to focus on what you want, because that's what you get, right? If you focus on what you don't want, guess what? That's what you get, right? Because we're always manifesting. We're always co-creating. And so our thought process is really powerful. You saw about just in a moment, you created a thought and your anxiety left. That's how powerful it is. Yeah. Pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
And what I love about it is in the understanding of the unconscious mind is running our body, and its number one job is to keep us safe. And what you've just done there is show your unconscious mind that after launching your business on January the 1st, you are safe. You lived through that. And as a result, your unconscious mind can go, okay, my job's done. She's safe. She's good. She's switched her focus. The anxiety can leave.
Yeah.
And it's literally how this works.
Amazing. And we know, Tanya, you're in the middle of momming. I get it. I got two young school-aged children as well with our home. I know it's difficult. If you're interested in learning more about timeline therapy techniques, we would highly recommend checking out Amplify Impact Academy, which is our school where we teach and we certify, and you actually get certified and part of the boards. And it is one of the most, in my opinion, the most powerful technique on the market right now because it's fast. You saw how fast that was. When we learn how to access that 90% of our mind instead of doing it consciously, which requires our willpower, that takes a lot more effort, we can tap into the unconscious mind. I literally call that the easy button. That's why I have an easy button on my desk. Because the amount of times I've heard, well, that was easy. But yeah, well, why can't it be easy? The programming again says, oh, if it's too simple, it must not work. And you just proved that it does.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.